This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Buffalo Councilmember Rashid Wyatt, and we're talking about Buffalo Police this morning. Rashid, thanks for being on with us. I want to start with, before we get to something you called for, creation of something new for police oversight, want to start by looking at the TOPS incident from a couple of weeks ago, where an arrest was made outside of the TOPS on Jefferson Avenue, about a block away, after reports of somebody threatening somebody in the parking lot, also a gun being passed back and forth inside the store, and then a delay where the public really wasn't made aware of this. You talked about that with the police commissioner inside the council chambers this week. How do you feel the conversation went, and what do you need to see change in what happened just a couple weeks ago?
Well, the fact that the commissioner had a scheduling conflict or whatever as it related to the issues that the council wanted to talk about, in particular that one, really angered me. I'm glad that he came and responded to it. But honestly, I don't think that would have happened had we not made such a stink about it, because it was something that was a drastic failure. How did you not alert the public in a community that is still reeling from the incident of 514 3 years ago? And so he admitted to it falling on him, which we have to accept because I don't know what else, but he did say that he could not have a press conference without the approval of the administration. And so I don't know which way to take it, but I know it was a failure of communicating with the community that's already hurting. We have to have better communication from the Buffalo Police Department. I see that they did pretty good regarding the unfortunate incident of yesterday where a gentleman killed a woman and tried to escape. So that was good. But we need to have more of those situations. Excuse me. I don't want to see more of those incidents. I want to see more communication with the public as it relates to incidents that affect the public safety. And the incident that happened at TOPS was one of those types of things that me nor any of my colleagues or the community can accept the fact that you did not notify us on something that was so dramatic, even though they did make the arrest. Absolutely, that's good. But we didn't find out about it until days later, which is just unacceptable. So I'm hopeful that our conversation from a couple of days ago will lead to better communication with the public, because these are things that we must have if we're going to gain any trust from the public. You know, it's unfortunate that the public don't even trust politicians. They were pointing fingers at the council members as if we had some information. But as you all know, most times you don't find out things till you tell us. So that's another unfortunate situation, but something that we all have to work out. But at the end of the day, the conversation that we had with the commissioner, I'm hopeful will lend itself to us having more transparency and communication as it relates to issues such as what happened on June 17th.
On your communication point, Rashid, the commissioner was asked during that council session this week, who's the police spokesman? He said there isn't one. How big of a concern is that? And I'm not asking from the media standpoint, but just for, like you said, getting word out, having communication with the city.
Yeah, that's very disconcerting, and the fact that he had to turn to his deputy to ask the question was somewhat disconcerting. But as those types of things, again, I'm hopeful, Susan, that will change going forward. I know that even as it related to the incident of yesterday, there was no police spokesperson. That was just the commissioner and his deputy and one of the investigators. And so I really am hopeful. I think that the chair, Councilmember Revere, said this to me, that we need to press that issue because, again, that's the only way we're going to get information out. It just can't simply be from the administration to make the determinations to do something at their leisure. It simply can't be political. And as a matter of fact, I even stated at the meeting that one of the reporters said to me that when they reached out to the administration regarding the incident of June 17th, they said that the mayor was unavailable. It can't be that way when it comes to public safety. It can't be because we have an election going on. It's about public safety. And so, again, I'm really hopeful that the chair will continue to push that issue and we'll continue to ask those questions to make certain that, again, the public is safe in getting information about what's going on and what could possibly negatively impact them.
Just to play devil's advocate here, I mean, an incident like this, what does informing the public actually do? You know, yesterday there was somebody who committed a murder and they were looking for them throughout the day. And that information was shared, as soon as there was a reward out there. That's something the public really needs to know, especially when you're asking for the public's help. But in an incident like this, somebody was threatened, but nobody was harmed, thank goodness. But police apprehended. They weren't, searching for this person for hours or anything like that. They were apprehended quickly. I guess what I'm getting at is, what changes if everyone had been alerted? I mean, what's the public supposed to do there? Like, jump out of the seats? It might make people nervous to go back to that store more. Do you kind of understand what I'm getting at here?
Brian, I absolutely do. And, some of this is emotional intelligence, that you have to have an understanding of what to say, when to say it. And I'm not saying pick and choose, but in this particular case, and I'm not, if it happened maybe in my district somewhere, maybe not as much of an issue, but this particular location, I think it's very important to let the public know. I don't want to know about every arrest, every situation where there's a gun somewhere, but I do want to know in sensitive situations and sensitive areas that we are alerting the community, because there's a perception that the police are not taking care of us. They pick and choose. Just like they talked about the walking patrols. They were big on that. I mean, you saw so many press conferences on that. It was unbelievable. But when it came to something that really relates to the public trust in an area that the public has felt unsafe, it was so important to be truthful and honest about what happened. And I think that what you saw on social media and the frenzy of people being outraged is something that, again, we have to make sure that we measure, be aware of, and communicate. And that didn't happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Yeah!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On that day.
And you are out with a call to establish a police civilian review board. Why do we need this, Rashid?
Well, Susan, if you look at over the last several years, even since I've been a council member, the amount of money we've paid out regarding police misconduct, it's one of the things that's drained the city's budget. I believe someone reported yesterday that we've spent over $10 million in claims over this last year. And if we go back to last year, where we had a claim of over $40-something million and we had to do a bond for, these are the things that we cannot afford. And it seems as though that the police are policing themselves and not doing a very good job at it. The state AG just came out with a determination regarding a particular case, a 15-page document, where she said the police internal investigation didn't properly address an issue in which there were five issues that they just overlooked and said this, they exonerated the officer. And so how can we continue to be feel like we're being properly safeguarded by misconduct of officers who are not following rules and think that there's going to be public trust? I put this out several years ago in which many of my colleagues felt, well, we can't do this. Because they felt as though we would have a group of people that are going to be anti-police. I disagree. I think that, again, when we think about the payout that the city is paying regularly, this is not just every so often, regularly in police misconduct. If we don't put something in place, it just seems as though the people, the officers will continue to do things that will keep them their job. In this particular case that the state AG with Mr. Ayala, this gentleman is still making $113,000 sitting at home. How does that make sense for the public, general public, when they hear that you get rewarded with police misconduct, that you continue to get a check? It's unacceptable, and I think other cities have done it. I believe Rochester and Syracuse have oversight committees. I believe New York City has an oversight committee. Why can't Buffalo?
Is there any evidence in some of those other cities that having a civilian review board would actually stop any of these civil suits from going on and going forward?
I don't think it will stop the civil suits, but I think that there will be a level of trust that will now be something that people will see and believe, because right now there's no trust. I think many of the news outlets, the Buffalo News, Investigative Post, many of them reported how many times that when you have a agency investigating itself, it does not bode well for the city in general. It seems as though the union is so strong that it just continues to support the officers even when they're wrong. It's unacceptable, and we cannot continue to deal with our city finances in that way, where it just seems as though I don't know how much evidence you need to have when you have the state AG send a 15-page document about your investigation, which was wrong. And we sit here and say, oh, we don't need a review. We're OK doing it ourselves. No, that can't continue.
All right, well, Rashid, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.